stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Soon. On the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, Pure Michigan's Nick Nurbon. Hello from...
I'm wonderful, and I tell you, I'm suddenly hungry after hearing about those slow sandwiches that are going to be available at the ballpark. I can't wait to try one of those.
I am telling you. I mean, it's all about eating at the ballpark these days, and I absolutely I love it. Tigers play on the West Coast tonight. Opening day in Detroit, I think, is next week, I think. No.
Yeah, April 4th, I believe, is opening day in Detroit.
Yep.
And obviously a tough ticket, but it's a long-time tradition for many. Really excited the season's starting. Kind of suddenly it's like, here it is.
I know. Just the crack of that bat. Baseball makes everything better. So does spring. And so does, you know, a little travel for spring break. Are you going any? Well, you don't go out anywhere for spring break, do you?
I have in the past. I love to travel everywhere, you know, across the country, around the world, wherever. But I love staying here in Michigan as well. I think one of the things I'm looking at, I just want to stay on the baseball theme for just a second.
Sure.
One of my goals for 2025 is to go to at least one new minor league baseball stadium that I've never seen a game at.
Oh, I love that.
Like, I love going to Comerica Park. I lived in Traverse City for a long time.
Sure.
They had a wonderful baseball stadium up there for the Pitts Hitters. I've been to, you know, LMCU ballpark here in Grand Rapids where I live. But I've never been to Kalamazoo Growlers, the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, the Lansing Lugnuts. I've never seen a game. My office is a few blocks from there. So I'm going to see some ball games this year.
I love that. That's a great idea. I think that there's so many places in Michigan. An example would be, I haven't been to the Thumb area in maybe 45 years. 45 years.
Yeah.
I don't go there.
A few years ago, I said the same thing. I said, look, I've been up there before. I've seen some of the areas up there. I've actually camped at Port Crescent State Park when I was growing up with my family. But I have never done the drive from Port Huron up to Port Austin at the tip of the Thumb. And here we are. We promote it. We've got all kinds of wonderful photos and videos from our partners there in Port Huron at the Blue Water CBB. It is a gorgeous area with gorgeous beaches, like towns like Lexington with beautiful downtown. I need to get over there and explore.
Yeah, it's just been way too long. And another place I've never been, St. Joseph. I've never been there.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
St. Joe, I went down there a number of years ago, stopped on my way home from Chicago. Because I'd familiar with it, but I hadn't explored it. Well, Emma and I have been back a few times since because that little quaint downtown area, it's right on the lake. And then you go down the bluff and they've got a historic carousel down there over 100 years old. All this stuff is right there on the beach. And did you know you can take the train from St. Joe right to Chicago?
That's awesome. That would be something I would do.
Yeah. And you can, and you seriously, the station is directly on the beach.
How cool.
When you come back from Chicago, you get off the train, you can walk over and watch the sunset.
I love it. Tell me about Tawas City, because there's lots of nice cabins up that way in Escato. Tell me about, and I just had to Google it because I couldn't, if you asked me to find it on a map, I wouldn't be able to do that for you. That's terrible.
So Tawas City is right at the point that Saginaw Bay meets Lake Huron.
Got it. Okay.
So, you know, obviously Saginaw Bay is part of Lake Huron, but the Thumb is created, you know, it creates Saginaw Bay on the other end. Port Austin is the other tip of Saginaw Bay. And then across the bay there, that's where Tawas City is. And there's a wonderful state park there. It's called Tawas Point State Park and a beautiful historic lighthouse.
Nice.
And it's interesting. Em and I camped over there a few years ago at Tawas Point, and we went over to the lighthouse, and there's a plaque with some photos and things. When it was built, the White House was right on the water, and now it's like hundreds of feet away from the lakeshore because it's actually still growing. The point that it sits on, it's built by wave action, and the sand keeps extending. So now the lighthouse is anywhere near the lake because the point keeps growing.
Wow. That's really cool. Yeah, that's a whole area up there that I know nothing about. I'm almost embarrassed, to be honest with you. I've been to Mount Pleasant. I know there's casinos there. What else is there to do in Mount Pleasant?
Well, Mount Pleasant is where I actually grew up and went to high school. I went to sixth grade through high school in Mount Pleasant. My dad was a professor at Central Michigan University. And, you know, until I started working in tourism here in Michigan, I hadn't really thought about Mount Pleasant as a travel destination.
Right.
The casino has made a big difference there.
Sure.
Obviously, in addition to the amenities they have on site, they also own a hotel that has an indoor water park for the kids and families. My nephews have been there. It's a ton of fun. They have come and stayed at Mount Pleasant. But golf is a big part of what Mount Pleasant does. They have Bucks Run and the Polecat, designed and built by PGA pro Dan Pohl. And they've got some wonderful other golf courses around the area. Their downtown is awesome, too. They've got Mountain Town Station, really wonderful restaurant and brewery there. So it is a really great weekend getaway. And if you're a golfer, it's awesome, too.
Sault Ste. Marie, the last time I was there, Eddie Money had the number one song in the country, if that tells you anything.
Was it Shaken or Two Tickets to Paradise?
Two Tickets to Paradise. And I think I want to say we went to the Sioux Locks, and the guy operating looked like Eddie Money, and my girlfriend and I were just laughing. Our moms were like, why are you giggling? This is important to be at the Sioux Locks, blah, blah, blah. It was just a weird deal. That's how long it's been since I've been to Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, the Sioux is where the home of the Sioux Locks, and that's, a lot of folks know that. But they don't know that you can actually go through the Sioux Locks on the Sioux Locks boat tours. And it's a really, it's like, this is a multi-billion dollar commerce engine that grows Michigan's economic development in the Upper Peninsula, because there are vessels from all around the world going through it constantly. And that's why it's so critical. They're currently working on expanding the lock so that you can handle even more traffic up there. But it's a wonderful tourist destination as well. For the people who are the huge freighter fans, there's a restaurant called Clyde's Drive-In. They have locations in St. Ignace and Manistique as well. But the location in the Sioux, you can get yourself one of the best burgers you'll ever have and sit there and watch these 1,000-foot freighters go by literally 100 feet away.
I love it.
So you get up close and personal with these boats, more than really anywhere else, and you have a wonderful place to enjoy some time up north as well.
And lastly, I know Manistee is a fun town, but again, it's been 20 years since I've been there. I'm sure there's lots of new things to do.
Yeah, Manistee, it's a place where I lived in Traverse City almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And one day I was sitting around, and it had been referenced a couple of times. I'm like, the only thing I've ever done is driven right through on US 31. I have never actually like stayed there or stopped downtown or gone to the beach. So I drove down to Manistee, and sure enough, they have gorgeous Lake Michigan beaches. It is a big area for fishing. They have charter fishing out on Lake Michigan. They've got incredible fly fishing in the Manistee and Little Manistee River. But the downtown has a historic Vogue Theater. It's got the Ramsdale. It's got a wonderful community in there that has all kinds of activities. I think Manistee is one of our biggest hidden gems on the west coast of Michigan.
I love it. This was a great segment. Now I just want to get in my car and go to Tower City. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Thursday, okay?
Sounds great. Talk soon.
All right. That is Nick Nurbon with Pure Michigan. So appreciate our relationship with them, and lots of great ideas. It's been a long time since I've been up to Tower City.